Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Rocket 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. The First Lady Michelle Obama recently challenged assertions that she forcefully imposed her will on the White House aides recently, and pretty much was portrayed as that angry black woman. She was like, "Not, I'm just a boss." Hey, is it that we are just offended? We just can't handle assertion coming from women, let alone women of the darker persuasion. Or are they just angry? Why are black women specifically portrayed as angry people tonight is a topic. Thanks for rocking. It's 9:05 on the East Coast, 6:05 on the West. Before we go any further, all the way live from Plant City, Florida. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show. What up?
Yep. Happy hump day. Closer to Friday. How's everybody?
No doubt. Chilling. Madam CeeLo Boston on the way. Or maybe not. You never can.
Perhaps. How's your week going?
Everything's good. Save James on the way. DD coming live out of VA with our health and wellness tonight, maybe. But Hot Chocolate and I are here.
we're going to talk about
the whole portrayal of the angry black woman. Why are black women portrayed as angry people, in your opinion, as an African-American woman? Talk to me.
Well, I can't tell you why we are, but I do have a nice little nugget because, I can't tell you why we are because I don't think I am an angry black woman, although I've been accused of being one. Next.
Okay, so why do you think you were accused in that particular instance?
I'm not the person to walk around smiling all the time. And I can't say why I don't smile all the time. It's not that I'm not happy all the time. I just don't walk around with a smile on my face all the time, and I'm mistakenly called upset. Why are you mad? Oh, why do you look so upset? What's wrong with you? You know, and there's really nothing wrong. I may be thinking about something. I do show a lot of emotion in my face when I'm not talking. I don't know why that is, but some people misunderstand it for me being angry or upset, and that's not the case.
So they're trying to pretty much assume your mood by your physiognomy.
Yes, or analyze my mood by my guess. Very good way to use. That was a Save James word. Physiognomy. All right.
Physiognomy. Big ups to NSU. I'll give NSU some credit, but mostly.
All right.
Mostly USF, because I really applied the real sociology aspect of it. Physiognomy, your facial expressions, what you express on your face. A lot of times people do think that they can read what you're feeling or what you're trying to say based on your physiognomy. Look it up if you don't believe it. Now, I can't spell it, but I can't say it. You probably
that would be
spell it, but can't pronounce it.
It's
physiognomy, world.
Wow.
And why are black women portrayed as angry people? That's our topic tonight. Hey, we really want to hear from you. People are definitely listening. They're checking in. What's up to folks all the way out in Germany checking in tonight? People listening in Atlanta. What's up, Atlanta? All the way out there in Santa Ana, California. What's going on? Hey, just don't listen to us. We want to hear from you. Why are black women, in your opinion, portrayed as angry? You've had some experiences. Don't tell me Lakeisha didn't just show out on the job today to prove the point. We'll be right back. Madam CeeLo Boston just walked in the door. We'll be right back. TMI Radio Live. Hey. Hey. Hey.
Feeling a dose in a butter soft leather, but I'm still with the toast. Toast to bros, you know the millions is close. Feel the ghost, the notorious. Tell me who the naughtiest. She gets live like an audience. I do what I do, no need to state the obvious. Poly with girls with bodies, Molly in hotel lobbies. Light of day, it's just me and Molly. Look at the poster, do what I supposed to for the culture. Early B-boy, down with D-boys, build and destroy. My pride and joy is my daughter named Amoy. Yay, that's my from back in the day. All that woof-dee-wop-woop, man, what they say. Played a lotto for my grand with a bottle in hand. Lay it down for the world, for Chicago I stand. And raps on top of the world, pop of the girls. Always want to pop my world, I pop out in the burrows and go to LA to get hay in the middle of the barn with a princess. I lay yo, this type of happens every once in a while. You know, I won't front with the style, bring life to the party like a woman and child from the land of the humble and proud. Summers is wild, made the unmadeable. Go to parties, I'm paid to go. Me and Cuzzo talk to hustle about doing good business like Rick and Russell. You know I guzzle red wine till it's bedtime on my paper like headlines. She wants the head shine every time. My time, the streets is watching like a rollie. Do it for the hometown and the homies.
Nine 12 coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. What's going on, everybody? 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Speak my peace. That new Common. Hey, we're back. Tonight's topic, why are black women portrayed as angry people? But first, she's joined us. Real talk, real times, real people. Madam CeeLo Boston, welcome to the show.
Yo, good evening in the morning time. How do you do?
What's
one? Yo, I swear, I like that that last song, but I swear I thought they was saying, you know the part where he's saying speak my peace? I swear him saying Mob Deep. I thought it was the new Mob Deep song. Oh my gosh.
Not at all. But we're gonna forgive you because you sound a little stopped up, so we're gonna forgive you.
Well, thank you. This weather is kicking my ass. Seriously.
Aw, your pooty don't feel good.
No doubt.
Man,
Madam Boston.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been accused of being an angry black woman?
Yes.
That's a loaded question.
Constantly.
Why would you ever be considered an angry black woman, Madam Boston?
Because of not just going along with what people say, questioning, you know, sometimes looked at as being combative almost because of questioning, you know, certain things in place. I mean, like before, you know, I used to work in a male-dominated industry, and so I had no choice but to be the angry black woman because most of the time I was probably the only woman, much less black woman. In the space, so
do you mean that you had to you had something to prove?
Not even something to prove, but more so, I guess you could look at it like that. But from my perspective, not something to prove, just more so clarity and making sure that what was being put in front of us was making sense, regardless. Looking at the bigger picture, not just looking at, you know, a couple numbers here and there, you know. I mean, because a lot of businesses is, you know, that's what they're about, numbers.
Right.
And not so much about the humanity behind it, you know. So, yeah, I questioned a lot of things.
So are women, or are women in general, or are black women just supposed to go with the flow and not question?
I think it's pretty much women, honestly. But the reason why I think it's the black women.
In 2014, you think that's still the prevalent mindset, really?
When you're out here in the day to day, yes. Now, if we're talking about what's in the what makes it to the media, that's a grander scale.
I'm speaking from your walk of life every day, day to day. You think that the expectation of you by society is that you, as a black woman or just a woman in general, you're just supposed to go with the flow?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because
Are you of the same mindset, Hot Chocolate? Do you think, you know, society expects you to just go with the flow?
Yes.
Okay.
Even as much as you see, you know,
flashes
of empowerment around.
I'm shocked by both of you's perspectives, really.
What shocks you about it? Or why are you shocked?
Because, you know what?
From his perspective.
That's the reality. That's pretty shocking to me. Because I think, though, I understand. I'm not saying I don't understand, but how we process it. Because how I process it is, of course, as a black man in 38, I don't consider myself to be too young. But I think one would still consider me to be a young black man. I know that there are stereotypes, have always been stereotypes placed on me, but I never gave a damn. And I never even paid attention to it. And so it's shocking to me that you all pay attention to the fact that society views it that way, because my question would be, why do you give a damn?
I mean, how about this? In the sense of, I'll take it back as far as being in the military. I remember, and the job that I did was communications. I ran the lines and all that great stuff. So I was around, you know, officers and, you know, generals and stuff like that, right? More so than the other soldiers. Anyway, I had an instance where a captain called me a little girl. And I had been, you know, in my mind I was a woman, you know, first. But that brought it, it's like it all made it real to me right in that moment that regardless of what I have on, what I'm doing, how good I do it, you still see me as a little girl. Mm-hmm. You're a grown, and this was a Caucasian man, and he thought nothing was wrong with it. He was surprised that I was going to file a complaint. That's why I wanted an apology in front of everybody.
So what do you think that was about? Was that about?
Because I wasn't going for what he was saying, and he was like, "Look, little girl, hold up, my daddy don't even call me that, you know, like."
I'm trying to really understand from what perspective was he thinking as far. Of course, it was a little disrespectful as a grown woman, right?
But disrespectful? We're in the middle of the desert. We're in the middle of the desert.
What I'm trying to understand is, was that because you were a woman, or was that because you were black, or both? That's what I'm trying to understand.
I think it was both, because he felt his entitlement was enough for him to even address me in that manner. So he saw me as a lesser, regardless of what my rank was or any of that. He didn't say little soldier. No, he said little girl. Look at me dead in my face.
Right.
And we were around other.
Because he sensed a little bit of disrespect from you, too, though.
Guess what it was? Because I wouldn't go where he wanted me to go, where I wasn't even authorized to go. And he wanted me to go anyway. He didn't care. And I wasn't doing it. It was outside of.
Syria, too, right?
Yeah, he was my superior. But not in that moment. You're not asking me to do anything. It, what he was asking me to do had nothing in the world to do with why we were there. It was for his own personal whatever.
Angry black woman.
Whatever. I'll be that.
I'm having radio live.
Look, I know he had you thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You said, no, no, no. Let me show you things can be different. And then you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know he put some nice in you, baby. Oh, and then he left you gasping for air. Well, I can breathe new life in you, baby. Just let me take you there. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe
Hyman Radio Live, 9:24 p.m. on this hump day, Wednesday. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, T.M. Hyman, Madam CeeLo Boston. And just joining us in the studio is Dee Dee Willingham, our health and wellness expert, who we will hear from shortly. However, I want to share with you a little bit of information from Danielle Young, lifestyle editor, and she dropped a little tidbit on how Shonda Rhimes, you know, that famous African American hot female who got the hottest TV shows on ABC, Grey's Anatomy and Scandal, and a new show called How to Get Away with Murder starring Viola Davis. Now, there is a little bit of controversy going on because Shonda Rhimes had to educate the New York Times on quote-unquote angry black women. I found this in my Facebook news feed the other day, and I found it interesting and thought that I would share with our TM Hyman Radio listeners. So, it reads, this is what happens when a major news publication doesn't hire a black writer to write about us. New York Times TV critic Alessandra Stanley wrote a piece that was supposed to be about how Shonda Rhimes has changed the landscape for black women on TV, but ended up being an under-researched piece called Rhimes, that called Rhimes a quote-unquote angry black woman who creates leading ladies who are also angry black women. Stanley started her article in the worst way possible, quote, when Shonda Rhimes writes her autobiography, it should be called How to Get Away with Being an Angry Black Woman. On Thursday, Ms. Rhimes will introduce How to Get Away with Murder, yet another network series from her production company to showcase a powerful, intimidating black woman. Perhaps the worst part of the article, parts of the article aren't the many questionable lines about quote-unquote angry black women on screen, but that it's called wrought in their creator's image. So she is indeed calling Shonda an angry black woman. I'm sorry. Does Stanley know her? But here's the best thing about the internet. Shonda responded on Twitter, confused why at New York Times critic doesn't know identity of creator of show. She's reviewing. At Pet Noah, did you know you were a quote unquote angry black woman? To that, Shonda Rhimes is letting her know, I'm not even the real head writer on this show. It's a white man. So you got your facts all wrong, honey. I wish I could throw a meme up on this for you people to see. That's got the cute little Asian girl walking away with her pocketbook and her little puppy that says, don't come for me, boo-boo, unless I come for you. Because that basically was Shonda Rhimes told the young lady from the New York Times.
And deserved it as well.
Yes, yeah, and it goes on. There were several other tweets, too.
The topic of the angry black woman, I think, is a taboo topic. No one wants to touch it because no one wants to anger the black woman even more.
But you know what's crazy, though? That historically, the black woman is... I'll probably piss some people off, but I usually do. Okay, so what I know. Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Hashtag
I'll be that. That's
on
here.
What?
So, right. Hey, talk to God. I don't know what to tell you. This way he made me. But look, so I, historically from what I've seen, it seems to be that the black woman is just supposed to just take whatever's thrown at her and not flinch and just keep it moving.
But I think she has.
That's not the way life should go.
No, absolutely, and I totally agree. I think she has for so long over the years. I totally agree. And the reality is this. We have to know there's a – I don't know if it's scriptural or – well, actually it is. What's for you is for you. That's biblical.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you got to kind of know that in general, know that in life. What's for you is for you. But deal with it in a sense, like I said at the beginning, well, not at the beginning, but a little while ago, I said I was a little shocked that both of you felt like at the end of the day, you know, society thinks that you just should go with the flow. I get the idea of that. But again, I know that, but I'm like, man, please, I've never went with the flow.
Because that's not your walk. You're not a woman.
And not even saying that we do just because that's what they expect us to do.
I'm sensitive to that. To one, what Boston just said, and no, Gina, I processed that after the fact. You answered the question. You simply answered the question, does society feel that way? I think, I know society feels that way the same about black men, but I think as it relates to the portrayal of the angry black woman, I think the same thing applies to black men. I think in general, the portrayal is that we're violent and we're abusive. Did I just put a R on the word?
Abusive.
Tell them where you're
from, boo.
I think they Digstown all day, north of
New York. That's right. Okay.
Where is the Bruce? Let me put a F on the end.
Abusive.
Exactly. Thank you.
Abusive.
And is. Yes.
Yeah. What up, Hampton Roads? All day.
Yeah.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, at the end of the day, let me fast forward. I think we all know that there's a stigma in our mm-hmm. community overall. It's not just a stigma, though. Let's not front. It's not just a stigma. You know, Boston will flip out at the drop of a hat at any given time. She self-proclaimed angry.
So, well, it's not even just being angry, though.
And this is what I think. I think the minority gets so much spotlight that it overshadows all of the positive women who are diplomatic, you know, who hold it down, who are assertive but stand their own ground. You know what I'm saying? You can't just run over them, but they're beautiful. They're caring, they're loving, they're nurturing, but you just can't expect them to go with the flow, like you said. And so the fact that I don't expect that anybody should go with the flow, my mama didn't go with the flow. She didn't teach me to go with the flow. So my mindset doesn't even connect to that.
Right.
And so I think that there's a minority that overshadows those black women who are very diplomatic and they're ladies all the time. By those mamas who go down to the school and turn it out.
Right, with no fail, no thought, no caution. I remember a lady used to wear a hat that said, eat shit, to school, to come check on her kids. I'll never forget it. Chesterfield Heights Elementary School. What?
Wow. Let's go to the phones. Area code 704, last four digits, 6704. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Thanks for rocking tonight.
Regina Woods.
What's going on? Why are white black women portrayed as angry people?
There's many reasons. There's past history. There's things that are going on in their lives that makes them feel like they're the underdog. I myself have raised two boys, and they're night and day. And I raised them like that because in one aspect, I treated my first son the way I grew up. However, my second son, I had to treat him a whole lot of different ways because of society. I'm not an angry black woman, but I am angry.
I'm sorry. I just want to clarify because I'm following you, and I want to make sure that the listeners are clear on what you said. When you said that you had to help your son or teach your son, explain a little bit.
Well, my first son, I was told originally I wasn't going to have no kids. So my first son, to me, was a blessing. However, I didn't have any kind of idea on how to raise them.
To raise them, exactly. Understood.
So I went the old school way. You know.
What did that
rise for the child?
Yeah. What do you mean old school way? Help us.
I came up with five sisters and brothers, and whenever somebody messed up, everybody got punished. So when I had my first son, that's the way I taught them, big or small, you're going to get your behind whooped or beat. My youngest son, however, when I had him 10 years later, I had been through so much that I had to do things differently.
Understood.
Right, so, not to raise him angry.
Understood.
And so now,
yeah.
So now, being the age that I am, 45, going on 46, I have to, I don't know what the word is right now, but I have to do things differently. But at the same time, I'm still an angry black woman that don't understand what I'm so angry about. However, people still have to deal with me, and I still have to deal with people, and I don't always manage it right.
Well, that's honest, Ma. That's honest.
Yeah,
that's very
really
honest.
Is.
Go ahead, continue.
Yeah.
I'm just lost on that. I'm just lost because at being the age that I am, I feel like I shouldn't be in the predicament that I am in. However, I'm still in that predicament. I'm still angry. I still make bad decisions. And the only reason I make good decisions is because I'm kind of like on lockdown.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like to me that you're at a crossroad where a lot of us are in our lives. And even though, you know, you're 45 years old, you know, you know, 45 is the new 35.
Sure.
So you got a lot of life to live. And what I love about what you shared tonight is you recognize that you haven't always gotten it right. And so the first step in correcting anything and improving or growing is to look back and know what you did right and how you can do it better. Hey, we're going to pause for the calls. We're going to come right back, and we're going to help you tonight. Plus, we got Dee Dee, who's going to share some health and wellness live out of Virginia. Ladies and gentlemen, this, in fact, is real talk. We're real people, and this is real times. Hey, Ma, stand by for us. We'll be right back. You are listening to TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 9:37.
The day I first saw you, wish I would have passed you by, then I wouldn't feel this pain from you saying your life goodbye. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me.
You set me free, hear my voice. only one who sets me free. Baby, come back to me. Come and show me how we used to be. I need some of that sweet relief. You're the only one who sets me free. Baby, come back to me. Come and show me how we used to be.
Hammond Radio Live, 917-889-3926. Tonight, Hump Day Wednesday, Relationship Wednesday is what we call it. Tonight's topic is why are black women portrayed as angry people? We are going to continue that conversation, but first, we are going all the way live to VA, where Ms. Willingham has our health and wellness.
Good evening, everyone. How is everyone doing this evening? Hello.
Muted me.
Yes.
Hey, baby. Yes, we were muted.
Hey, Dee Dee.
We were muted. And then when we talked, I was like, I know it's not mute on my phone.
All right, yourself, baby.
I'm well, thank you. And good evening to all of our listeners and callers out there. And I just want to take this opportunity to bring to you on this Hump Day Wednesday. It is soggy here in VA, but definitely glad for it to be Wednesday. But tonight's health and wellness segment will be about 7 essential supplements for women. I try to, do some diverse things with health and wellness because it's not just men-related, sex-related disease. I try to keep it all over the place. That way information gets to everybody because I know we have a broad audience of listeners. So tonight, 7 essential supplements for women. Number one, and especially our older women that we have listening, and that goes to my also radio team members as well. You need calcium. Why? Because it builds your bones. Calcium is a mineral that's found in high amounts of milk and dairy products. It strengthens your bones and your teeth, and probably a lot of us didn't know that 1% of our body weight is made up of calcium. So, whatever 1% of whatever your weight is, not saying mine is like 120 pounds, so just a little bit, is made up of calcium. So, and the reason that it's important to know that is also because women are more susceptible to osteoporosis. We're 4 times susceptible than men. We need to know that we need to know how much calcium we're getting and to make sure that that 1% stays a part of our body weight so that we can make sure we have good normal cell function, to make sure our heart and our muscle action is working properly. And so also with blood clotting, if you ever know somebody who, has a problem with their blood clotting, they may have a calcium deficiency. How much do you need? For women that are 50 and younger, you need at least 50 milligrams daily. For women 50 and older, you need 800 to 1,000 milligrams daily. Fish oil is another supplement that women need. It is considered the heart-healthy pill or the heart-healthy supplement. For those of you that know it as omega-3s, it's also known as fish oil. Now, these are fatty acids that our body does not make up. The fish that we eat has the omega-3s or the EPAs or DHAs, but some of us know them by their acronyms. But we need these fatty acids because they promote good heart health, period, overall. Not only that, they also reduce heart disease. They promote optimal brain operation. They reduce inflammation in your joints, and they provide healthy joints. All adult women need to take fish oil. Reason being, again, because it decreases heart disease. And especially if you are pregnant and nursing and you're overweight because of it, it also helps with your joint tenderness. You need about 1 gram of fish oil a day for most women. And you need to take it with some type of food for better absorption and tolerance. A lot of us can't stand that fishy taste when we burp. So if you take it with food, it'll help absorb it better. Folates, which are the vitamin B, water-soluble type of nutrient, and it's found in our leaves, such as spinach and asparagus and kale, and it's also found in fruits like cantaloupe. We need to take our folate so that our cells can make the DNA that's needed for us, our bodies, to function properly, period. And if we don't take folates, it can cause problems such as in pregnant women, neural tube abnormalities, like spinal bifida. I'm sure all of us who've been pregnant know that test that comes up. They ask, check for spinal bifida and some other abnormalities. But definitely women, all adult women who are pregnant should take 400 micrograms daily, and women that are not pregnant, women that are not pregnant should take 400 micrograms. Women that are pregnant, take 400 to 800 micrograms daily. We need to take our vitamin Bs, ladies, because we need our energy so that we can minimize being black, angry women or angry black women, however you want to say it. If we have more energy because we're tired all the time, which means being cranky and angry, your vitamin Bs would be your B1, B2, B3, B5, B6s, B12. They're all water-soluble nutrients, and they're found in our foods and vegetables and fruits. We eat them every day, and they give us energy. B12, however, is only found in meat and fish and milk. So if you're not a big meat, fish, or milk eater, you're missing your vitamin B12, and you need to take a supplement. But it's extremely important for every woman of every age, period, and especially if you're active, take your vitamin Bs. How much should you take? Take a multivitamin that provides you at least 50 to 100% daily value of all those vitamin Bs I just mentioned. We also need our coenzyme Q10. I'm like, what in the world is that? I didn't know about that until, I saw my mom taking some. I was like, why are you taking that? She's like, girl, because I want to age gracefully. That's what I'm talking about. That is our age gracefully pill. Ladies, take your coenzyme Q10. Or some people call it short CoQ10. Take that so we can look beautiful when we get 60 and 70 years old, period. It helps helps prevent premature aging in women, and it also supports heart healthy and healthy blood vessels. So take a dosage of 300 to 100 milligrams daily and take it with meals for better absorption. And, of course, we need our vitamin Bs, ladies, because we need to make sure our bones stay strong, and we also need to make sure our skin is healthy as well. D is very hard to produce if you're not in the sun a lot or if you're not taking some type of supplement. So please make sure you're getting enough vitamin D. Lately, I'm hearing about a lot of people that their doctors are putting them on a prescription vitamin D at a very high dosage because they are so deficient of vitamin D. So make sure you're doing it yourself so that you don't have to have a doctor do it for you. And who needs it? Every woman under the sun. Especially if you're over 50, you need to take consult your doctors to find out how much more vitamin D you need to take because it's definitely important. And last but not least, lutein. And that's lutein is for our eyes. It helps us to see longer and better as you get older. I know a lot of us wear contacts or some type of corrective vision. However, if we introduce this particular nutrient or supplement of this nutrient into our bodies, we will definitely be promoting better and longer eye health. Because I know a lot of women tend sometimes to get old. When they get older, their sight gets worse. Again, start now with your lutein nutrient or lutein supplement, and you will probably help decrease any eye issues that that may have been a serious issue for you when you get older. Just wanted to let all of our ladies know, most of us are 30 plus or more, and it's very important that you know what supplements and vitamins that you should be getting just can't think you can eat processed food and everything is okay, or even if you just eat regular healthy food, some of the foods that we eat don't have enough of the vitamins in which we need, so we have to take supplements. So I just wanted to give you some additional information on what is most important to us as women so that you can go out there and look good and feel good at the same time and hopefully decrease some of this anger that we have going on amongst our black women. Thank you for joining me for tonight's Talking Well.
Dee Dee Willingham, live out of V8 tonight with our health and wellness segment. Thank you. Why are black women portrayed as angry people? That's our topic tonight. We have Gina, who was hanging out with us prior to the break, want to come back. Want to welcome St. James all the way live from the DMV into the conversation. Hey, welcome to the show, bro. Gina, before we went to break, you said that you were angry and you didn't know why. We talked a little bit off the air. Based on what we talked about off the air, are you able to identify why you may be angry just based on that perspective?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Is it what's going on in society? Is the fact that there's no justice? Our young people are getting shot down with no consequences. Is culture making you angry?
Well, I can say it's a little bit of both, because I grew up in Alabama where nothing mattered. I live in North Carolina now, and it still angers me when stuff like that happens. I really can't pinpoint it.
And you don't have to. I thank you for sharing tonight. And hopefully, if nothing else, you sharing tonight the fact that you are an angry black woman. You don't know why, but you're trying to make better decisions. You just right. Sharing that tonight, I hope, have helped other, not just black women, but just other angry women, period. Because we make it a black thing, but it's not that black at all. Because I know a whole lot of angry Caucasians and a whole lot of angry Hispanics. And I don't know too many angry Asian people, but that's because I don't hang out with Asians. I'm sure it's a few angry Asian people, too.
Okay. Tell the truth. Shame the devil. Go ahead.
All right.
And so,
but you know what?
We have to be careful with the stereotypes in general.
Well, I want to say this, too. And now this is on the deeper-seated side of the thought. Honestly, why I think black women are portrayed mostly angry is propaganda. Because if the black woman is portrayed to be angry, that makes her less attractive to the black man, which pushes them on to another, to other women of other races, that in that also, you know, cuts into procreation. You know, so I mean, like, the grand scale of it is propaganda. But the
Yeah, I was saying that's part of it, but that could be counterproductive. And you're looking at the chair. The only reason I'm saying that is because with the melanin that we possess in us, that's a dominant trait, and whatever it gets into, that baby's black now. So
correct.
They're just that. They, you know, at the end of the day, they feel that that's the method of cutting out the, I'll say, the family structure or the solidarity of, you know, African-American lifestyle or home base or whatever, they're actually working against themselves because it's actually diluting whatever race they push us to, push them to even more than what it probably is.
Well, you know, same men are being locked up, you know. I mean, that's why I say on the grander scale of it, because it is more to the, just being pushed to other races, but it pushes them in other directions. It's not done like that with white women, but white women have been portrayed as, you know, being accepting anything, and that's, I know that to not be true. You know what I'm saying? So.
But I guess I guess at the forefront of it all, because I remember one time me and my boys, I know we run out of time. I'm going to share this real quick to get my understanding of it. Me and my boys, we was just coming from church or whatever. And, you know, we was in our suits and everything like that. And we was like, yo, our women just be mad at us for no reason. Watch what happens. We're going to walk down the street, walk to the store. And, like, everybody that we see, like, when we're going to talk to on the way there, just say hi. How you doing? How's your day going? Just something polite and, you know, and genuine. Everybody we talked to wouldn't talk to us, would snarl at us, you know, wouldn't even respond to what we're saying. You know, we're not aggressive looking. We're in suits and bow ties and, you know, stuff like
you're
that, also, you know. And on the way back, we was like, now let's talk to these white girls. Talk to the white girls. Everybody was responsive. And it's just like, yo, why are our women treat us this way? We ain't even say nothing but, hey, how you doing? How's your day going?
We don't get that every day, though. So you're
when you
one day.
Accept it. Accept it. You're not used to it. See what I'm saying? There you go. See what I'm saying? Perfect example. Boom. Gotcha.
Hey, but James, wait a minute. You are in fact talking to an angry black woman.
I understand that, but I want to prove my point. I just had to prove my point.
Did I prove it for
you? Oh, you did. That was an easy one. You all day.
I like the way in also, just on the Caucasian female side. I mean, you say, but both Regina and CeeLo said that society thinks that women should just go with the flow. I mean, I every white woman I know always want to know why.
They
want to know everything. They question everything. Why?
They do that.
So, I mean, it can't be about the expectation can't be that you're not going to question anything, because I'm almost positive every dude knows why. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, come on.
You have to say it like that. Tell me,
right.
That's how it sounds in my ear. That's how I process it.
Oh, man.
Hey, we know our black women to be strong, to be powerful, to be assertive. And the reality is everyone can't take the assertion and the strength of the black woman. Bottom line is she's not going to back down. So deal with it.
Yeah.
Man up. Now, I'm not saying deal with the ignorant, abusive black woman, because it's a lot of them out there, too. I say stay clear of them.
Right, and they make us look, the rest of us look bad.
But I don't think they are a minority that get a spotlight that overpower those strong, assertive black women.
Absolutely.
You know, who's gotten most of us where we are today. Thank you very much, strong black women.
All right. You're welcome.
No doubt.
They just, whatever.
On that note, take us up out of here.
Headbutt save. And whatever you do, do it well. And see y'all on
whatever. Anyway, I'm about to go give my wife a supply of vitamin D. So,
right. Real talk, real people, real time. TM Time and Radio Live. Good night. We will see you on Friday night.
She ain't going to be angry for too much longer if she is at all. I promise you that shit.
Anyway,
good night, everybody.
Still here with my day one, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, no. I still ride with my day one, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, no, no. I stay down from day one, so I say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends. Stay down from day one, so I say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no, 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 yeah. Stay down from day one, so I say.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk